Service Committee, our last meeting of the year to order. Let the record reflect. We have Representatives Rokeberg, Gatto, Vice Chairman Lynn, and myself, Chairman Anderson. We do have a quorum. Today's schedule will be fairly straightforward and brief. Senate Bill 73, rules by request, ADA bonds and a municipal tax exemption. And then we'll have Senate Bill 112. So why don't we have Representative for Senate Bill 73 come up? They're both governor's bills with no fiscal impact on state spending, and they have been reviewed and deliberated by the Senate. It's my intention to move both of these bills, of course, today, hence our meeting, to get them to the floor for later discussion. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Mike Berry. I'm the chairman of the board of ADA. This bill is specifically to allow ADA to extend flexibility and update the loan participation program. The reason for doing it is to cope with the very low level of interest rates, the lowest we've seen in about 50 years, and we have a large portion of our funds invested in government bonds, and that money can be more effectively for the state transferred to a better earning asset in the loan participation program. Through the history of the loan participation program, we've had a great deal of success. All the charge-offs in the loan participation program are less than 0.7%, which is far less than the national average for commercial banks. So our banking community has been doing a fairly good job in providing us with assets. However, the total participations in ADA have declined over the years. And we would like to make these changes in the program. You have them in your packet. I won't go over them each. Unless there's questions, I'll be happy to go into any extent the committee wants.
Are there any questions for Mr. Berry?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Rokeberg.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Berry, on the $10 million to $20 million, is that the standalone program, or is that just a ceiling without legislative approval?
Yeah. Through the chairs, Representative Rokeberg, this would extend it in any one project, and that would be ADA's participation. We don't anticipate that this would be widely used, but it does allow us to expand our dialogue with the banks and hopefully generate a few more deals. For instance, a good project today is $10 million doesn't go as far as it did when the $10 million limitation was established many years ago.
You still have the standalone program of $10 million, or is that different than that?
That's a different program. That doesn't relate to loan participation. That relates to our bonding. And
right.
We need to come to the legislature for anything in excess of $10 million if we're going to do bonds.
Mr. Chairman, just one last question. Changing the 20% to 10% of the retainage of the loan originator, tell me why this won't subsidize the banking industry.
What it will do for the borrower is allow the bank to lay off more of the loan to ADA. That helps the banks in the sense that they can provide better service to their customers, but it really gives the ADA is giving better terms than the banking community as a whole is. And so the customers want ADA to take a larger portion of the loan. And this fits with our program of trying to expand the program. We're doing all the underwriting for 80%. We might as well, when we like the deal, be able to go up to 90% if it's offered.
And just one more.
Sure.
The 75% loan-to-value ratio, is that still maintained?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the maximum loan-to-value ratio.
And just, we're going to move this bill out shortly here, but really briefly so the other members know, maybe you can describe in a minute or two what ADA does in terms of who it's working with so they understand what infrastructure we're
ADA offers this loan participation program to all the financial institutions in the state. And they do their own underwriting through the various procedures they have. Then they bring the loan to us. We give them criteria. And our credit people at ADA do an independent underwriting of the loan. So the loan's underwritten into, that's why the experience is really better than the banks by themselves.
And then, Mr. Berry, one last question. How many other states have an ADA?
The only other state that I'm aware of is the state of Pennsylvania.
Any other questions for Mr. Berry?
And I might for the benefit, Mr. Chair. For the benefit of our visitors from the outside, welcome to Alaska. ADA stands for the Alaska Industrial Development Export Authority.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Representative Rokeberg.
I move committee substitute Senate Bill 73 with individual recommendations and the attached zero fiscal note.
Any objection? Hearing none, Senate Bill 73 is moved. Thanks, Mr. Berry.
Very much.
We'll bring next the last bill to the committee, Senate Bill 112 regarding the motor fuel tax, and I think that's been gutted. So what now is Senate Bill 112?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Kevin Jardell, Assistant Commissioner, Department of Administration. SB 112 now contains just a technical fix to a statute that will allow Alaska to fully utilize its new credit card. Currently, a reseller of fuel, when it purchases fuel from a wholesaler, pays the gas tax, the whole gas tax, to the wholesaler. So in poker parlance, they're light. They get made whole when they sell gas to you or I, when we pay the fuel price plus the tax. They recoup that tax from you or I. When DOT comes in and purchases the fuel, they don't pay the tax because the state doesn't have to pay the tax. And so the reseller does not recoup the tax that they have paid from the purchaser DOT. Current statute says that that reseller can recoup the tax they paid from the Department of Revenue by sending in forms. Our new credit card has technology that will allow us to use this throughout the state, purchasing fuel, and instead of the reseller having to recoup the fuel and have the headache of it, our credit card company will assume that. But we need a technical change to the statutes that will increase the participation from the just the reseller of fuel as a definition to include our credit card company. And so it's just an ongoing program that will be much more efficient when we only have to deal with one vendor, one entity, one form, and it can just work through our credit card.
Are there any questions? Hearing none.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, permit me to move CS for Senate Bill number 112, Finance, 23-GS1118/X, where the individual recommendations and zero fiscal note.
Hearing no objection, I'm sorry for the gauntlet you suffered through in our difficult committee. It passes.
I want to make a statement before you close.
Representative Lynn, before we close out our committee for the year.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, first of all, I'd like to say that it's been a real pleasure working with all the members of the committee, even though most of them are not here now. But I particularly wanted to make this statement to thank our chairman for such a good job in running through. We had several very, very important bills coming to this committee. Some of them are long and laborious. You handled yourself well. Everybody got a fair shot at it. And I want to thank you.
You're very kind. I thank all the committee members for your practically perfect attendance and brevity. And we will adjourn. And I wish you all well. And we adjourn at 3:30. And thank you all for attending.